So before you listen to the sermon, read Galatians chapter 5.
And
the title of the sermon today is Falsely Believing in Jesus.
I've
had some questions in regards to people that say, I believe in Jesus, but are actually not saved. Yeah, we believe that we're saved by faith.
ایمان داریم که ما نجات پیدا کردیم از طریق ایمان و فقط از طریق ایمانمون به عیسی مسیح.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
خدا انقدر جهان رو محبت نمود که تنها یگانه فرزندش رو داد که هر آن که به او ایمان آورد مجازات نشود بلکه زندگی جاوید یابد.
Yeah, it's by believing in Jesus.
به وسیله ایمان از طریق عیسی مسیح.
So what about the orthodox?
در مورد ارتدوکس چی پس؟
They say they believe in Jesus. But are they going to heaven? After all, it's by believing that they're saved. What about the Catholics? They claim the name of Jesus. Yeah, there's all kinds of Mary worship and stuff like that. Wrong doctrines. Yeah, but are they not believing in Jesus? What about churches that say, oh, we believe in Jesus? Yeah, they add things like, oh, you need to be baptized to be saved. Which we know is wrong. Yeah, I preach a whole sermon on that.
That from the Bible.
But they are believing in Jesus. Yeah, does that belief not save them? What about churches that say, oh, we believe in Jesus,
yet
they add to salvation, you need to clean up your life, you need to repent of your sins.
Or they say,
you have to have the good works. Because if they're not there, they'll say, oh, you're not really a Christian. We can think, we know that salvation is not of works.
But
are those not good things?
Yeah,
are we not also striving to do good works?
Are
we also not trying to get the sin of our lives?
Yeah,
yes, we know that. We know that these things don't save us. But does their faith that they have also not save them?
They
just believe a little wrong.
About
the repent of sins part. About having to do good works.
Or
the baptism thing. Yeah, the question that's posed.
اما سوالی که برای هممون پیش میاد اینه که
are these people that say they believe in Jesus?
اونایی که میگن به عیسی مسیح ایمان دارن.
Are they going to heaven?
آیا به بهشت میرن یا نه؟
Now, here's the answer.
جواب اینه.
For all of them.
برای همشون.
The answer is no, they're not going, they're not going to heaven.
نمیرن به بهشت.
Yeah, today I want to give you some scriptures.
میخوام آیاتی بهتون نشون بدم که بهتون بگم چرا نه.
Yeah. From the Bible, to show you why they don't go to heaven.
چرا اونها به بهشت نمیرن؟
If that's what they believe, it takes for them to go to heaven.
ایمان دارن که اونها از طریق اون به بهشت دارن.
Even those, when you ask these people, they will say, I believe in Jesus.
اگر ازشون بپرسی که آیا واقعا ایمان دارن؟ میگن بله ایمان دارن.
We need to realize that people saying they believe in Jesus,
اما اینو باید بدونیم که گفتن ایمان داشتن به عیسی مسیح,
people believing some things about Jesus,
یا یک کسی در مورد or
people
داشتن,
who just believe Jesus existed,
yeah,
that's not the same
باشن,
as people going to heaven.
Yeah,
even an atheist, if he's honest, he'll say, I believe Jesus existed.
Yeah,
will he go to heaven?
No. آیا اون باعث میشه که به بهشت بره؟
And there will be many, not few,
هستن, کم,
many people will stand before God one day, claiming the name of Christ,
نام مسیح رو
thinking they're on the way to heaven,
فکر میکنن دارن به بهشت میرن,
yet they're going to hell.
اما به جهنم میرن.
Now, let me start to say is that the gospel is simple.
اول از همه بهتون بگم که انجیل ساده است.
It's the most simple doctrine in the Bible.
ساده ترین اعتقاد در مورد
It is not hard to understand to get saved.
درکش و قبول کردن سختی است.
God made it really simple.
خداوند خیلی ساده
It is people who make things complicated.
مردم هستن که سختش کردن. مردم هست که مشکلش کردن.
The gospel is like the toy you leave on the bottom shelf.
این انجیل مثل اون اسباب بازی میمونه که طبقه پایین کتابخونه گذاشتی.
So you're told like I reach it.
که اون بچه‌ای که 14 دست و پا هم میره
بتونه بشه. It's the easiest way to reach.
بهترین و راحت ترین اسباب بازی که به دست همه
میرسه. Yeah, the permanent markers.
اما اون ماژیکایی که دائمی میگه
میره
بالای بالا که دست بچه‌ها
میشه. That's like Bible prophecy.
مثل نبوت‌های کتاب مقدسه.
That's a complicated stuff.
سخته، هر کسی
دستش بالا نمیره. But the gospel is simple.
اما انجیل ساده است، اون پایینه.
It's reachable by everybody.
همه کس دستشو دراز کنه.
It is meant to be understood by every unbeliever.
هدف این بوده که همه ایمانداران درکش کنن.
God wants people to get it.
خداوند میخواد که همه درکش کنن. خداوند میخواد که همه قبولش کنن. چون خداوند میخواد که همه نجات پیدا کنن. دوم پتروس.
I've mentioned it many times. 2 Peter 3:9.
سه نو.
Yeah. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
خداوند در وعده خود تأخیر نمی نماید، چنانکه بعضی تأخیر می پندارند، بلکه بر ما تحمل می نماید، چون نمی خواهد که کسی هلاک گردد، بلکه همه به توبه گرایند.
Yeah, he is not willing that any should perish.
نمی خواهد که هیچ کی
it means His will for people
خواست خداوند اینه برای هممون
is that they don't perish but have everlasting life is that they get saved
همه نجات پیدا کنن
go to 1 Timothy 2
اول تیموتائوس
1 Timothy 2 and read 4 to 6
آیه 4 تا 6
Yeah, we will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy 2, 4 to 6
چه میخواهد همه مردم نجات یابند و به معرفت راستی گرایند زیرا یک خداست و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان یعنی آن انسان مسیح عیسی که خود را در راه همه فدا داد شهادتی در زمان معین
His will, God's will is for all men to be saved.
اینه که همه نجات پیدا کنند.
He wants people to come to the knowledge of the truth.
میخوان همه به حقیقت انجیل عیسی مسیح برسن.
That Jesus died for their sins.
که عیسی مسیح برای گناهان اونا بر صلیب رفت.
And salvation is only found in him.
نجات فقط از طریق او پیدا میشه.
God from his side did everything he could.
از طرف خودش هر کاری که میتونست انجام داده.
To give people who have a free will.
که همه مردمی که حق انتخاب دارن.
A chance to have life.
شانس زندگی رو داشته باشن.
He did not make some complicated scheme.
یه برنامه نقشه یواشکی نکشید که هر کی بتونه راه پیدا کنه.
Can decipher.
یه کمی تصمیم بگیره که وارد اونجا بشه.
He didn't give us a complicated list with tasks.
لیست بزرگی هم نداد که بهمون کارو بزرگی کنه. این کارو بکن، اون کارو بکن، این کارو بکن.
No. God made salvation so simple that even a child can understand it. In fact, Jesus, knowing that people will make things more difficult, even said, hey, you need to be as a child to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18 verses 2 to 4. And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
آنگاه عیسی کودکی طرف نمود، در میان ایشان برپا داشت و گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم تا بازگشت نکنید و مثل طفل کوچک نشوید هرگز داخل ملکوت آسمان نخواهید شد. پس هر که مثل این بچه کوچک خود را فروتن سازد همان در ملکوت آسمان بزرگتر است.
Yeah, you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
میخوای وارد ملکوت خداوند بشی؟
You need to have the attitude to be like a little child. Yeah, that's the attitude that is humble. That is when it's been told something, they believe. They believe on
what is چیزی را قبول میکنه.
What is told to them?
اون چیزی که گفته شده قبول میکنن.
Meaning us just simply believing in what God has said to us. What is the way to life?
خیلی راحت اونی که خدا میگه قبول کنیم. Not adding. خداوند را قبول کنیم.
Not subtracting.
نه اضافه کنیم.
Not twisting.
نه بپیچونیم.
Not making things more complex.
نه سخت‌ترش کنیم.
Simply believing.
خیلی ساده فقط قبول کنیم.
God on His word.
که خداوند هر چی گفته همونه.
Yeah, on how He said.
هر چی که خدا گفته همون جوری نجات پیدا کنیم.
Simply believing the good news.
خیلی ساده پیام خوش را قبول کردن.
Now, what is the good news?
پیام خوش چیست?
Now, let's look at a biblical definition of it.
بیاین ببینیم این کتاب مقدس در مورد چی گفته.
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15.
ولی بیایم آیه به آیه نگاه کنیم و بهش برسیم.
1 Corinthians 15:1-4.
1-4.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
الان ای برادران شما را از انجیلی که به شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم بپذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید و به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آوردید زیرا که اول به شما سپردم آن چه نیز دریافت کردم که مسیح بر حسب کتب در راه گناهان ما مرد و اینکه مدفون شد و در روز سوم بر حسب کتب برخاست.
Yeah, so what is the gospel that saves? What is the good news?
انجیلی که ما رو نجات میده چیست؟
Yeah, the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
مرگ شدن و زنده شدن.
Yeah, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
برای گناهان ما به روی صلیب.
He was buried and rose again the third day.
دفن شد و بعد از 3 روز از مردگان برخاست.
That is good news.
خبر خوشی نه؟
Yeah, Jesus dying in our place so we can have life.
مسیح جای ما مرد که من و شما بتونیم زندگی داشته
باشیم. That's what we need to believe.
اعتقادی که باید داشته باشیم فقط همینه.
Yeah, a child can understand that.
یه بچه هم میتونه اینو قبول
کنه. Yeah, go to Acts 8.
اعمال رسولان فصل 8.
Acts 8 and read verses 36 or 37.
36 تا 37.
And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And Enoch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
و همچنان که در راه می‌رفتند به آبی رسیدند به خواجه سرا گفت اینک آب چه چیزی مانع تعمید یافتن من می‌باشد فیلیپوس گفت هرگاه به تمامی دل ایمان آوردی جایز است او در جواب گفت ایمان آوردم که عیسی مسیح پسر خداست.
Yeah, so we know the story. Yeah, you can read the rest of it if you want on your own. Yeah, we have the Ethiopian Enoch who just had Philip preaching the gospel to him. And he's asked him, what would stop me from getting baptized now? And Philip's answers, yeah, if you believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. Yeah, do you believe? Do you trust in what I just explained to you about Jesus? What he has done for you? Answer, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And of course, the next thing we see is that he gets baptized. Yeah, sometimes people are asking, what is saving faith? How do I know I had enough faith to be saved?
کجا بدونم آیا ایمانم کافی است مرا نجات بده یا نه؟
After I understood the gospel.
بعد از اینکه انجیل عیسی مسیح رو درک کردم.
Yes, how you know?
کجا می‌فهمی؟
Did you put all your faith?
آیا همه ایمانتون رو گذاشتی؟
But did you put all your faith in Jesus?
حتی اگه ایمانتون کم بوده، همه‌شو گذاشتی یه مقدارشو.
You rejected Allah.
آیا تو الله رو رد کردی؟
Yeah, if that's what you believed before.
اگه قبلا به الله ایمان داشتی؟
Buddha.
آیا بودا رو رد کردی؟
Believe before you rejected the false religion of atheism.
Yeah, well, that's a religion.
It's not science. Yeah, did you reject those things? Did you put all your trust?
آیا همه اطمینانت رو
in Jesus.
بر روی عیسی گذاشتی یا نه؟
Yeah, trusting him alone for your salvation.
فقط اعتماد کردن به عیسی مسیح برای نجاتت.
Yeah, then the promise is clear.
و قولش ساده و آشکاره.
You're saved.
بخش نجات
yeah.
پیدا کردی.
Acts 16.
اعمال رسولان فصل
16:31.
31.
And they brought him out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
16:30-31.
16:30-31. و ایشان را بیرون آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟ گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور
Yeah, oh, but I didn't understand all the details about Jesus. I didn't know all the stories.
Did
you understand who he is? That he's the Son of God. God in the flesh. Who died for your sins. Was born and rose again. Do you understand that? Do you believe that? Yes. Ask him to save you.
Yeah.
And it's a done deal. That's a promise. Salvation is simple. Now, are Muslims going to heaven? Answer, no. Why not? I don't know. We have a lot of family that are Muslims. They do not believe these things. They know about a person they call Jesus. What they believe is a prophet. But they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, God in the flesh, that he died for our sins. Yet if you ask them, yeah, which we do often, they will tell you, I believe in Jesus. Okay, but you believe incorrectly.
Yeah,
we can falsely believe in Jesus. No, but it's the same Jesus, and Mary is the mother. But if you ask any Muslim, will the answer be like the Ethiopian eunuch?
Yeah,
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
No.
Because they believe differently. Now, how many different gospels are there? There's just one. There's simply one. One simple one. Yeah, of course we can explain the gospel in many different ways using different scriptures.
But
it is always the exact same gospel. It's always the exact same message that we get across. It's always the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God who died for our sins.
Now,
go to the book of Galatians and just keep your finger there because you're going to come back to it a couple times. And read Galatians chapter 1 and start with verse 6 for now. Yeah. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
تعجب میکنم که بدین زودی از آن کس که شما را به فیض مسیح خوانده است برمیگردید و به سوی انجیلی دیگر.
Now, if you've read the book of Galatians, you know what the theme of the book is, what the context is. Yeah, it's Paul addressing Judaizers who wants to bring people under the law.
He's
dealing with a works-based salvation being pushed on them. So Paul is writing to these churches in Galatia and he's telling them, I'm worried because I'm hearing that you're going in the wrong direction.
Now,
what does Paul said they came from? They come from, they came from a place, yeah, where they were called in the grace of Christ. What grace? What about that we are saved by grace through faith? That salvation is a gift for us. Yeah, Ephesians 2. 8 and 9. I quote them every single week, several times. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah, salvation comes by grace through faith. Not by other means. Yeah, that's also why we have 100 plus scriptures in the Bible that state that it's only by faith. That is by believing that we receive salvation. Yeah, Luke 7:50, you don't have to go there, you can translate it, but and he said to the woman, thy faith. had saved thee. Go in peace. Go back to Galatians 1.
Yeah,
read verse 6 again. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Again the same verse, 1:6.
تعجب میکنم که بدین زودی از آن کس که شما را به فیض مسیح خوانده است برمیگردید به سوی انجیل دیگر.
Yeah, so Paul preached the gospel to them. Yeah, they were called into the grace of Christ. Yeah, salvation is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is now contrasted to another gospel. Yeah, you have the true gospel. Yeah, of grace by faith. And then you have another gospel that Paul is warning them for.
Now,
read verse 7. Galatians 1 verse 7. Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
که انجیل دیگر نیست اما بعضی هستند که شما را مضطرب می‌سازند و می‌خواهند انجیل مسیح را تبدیل نمایند.
Yeah, so is this another, this other gospel that is being put forth,
که جلو گذاشته شده انجیل دیگر
است. Is it actually a gospel?
آیا واقعاً انجیله؟
No, it says, which is not another.
انجیل دیگری نیست. یعنی نیست اصلا.
It is not good news.
خبر خوش نیست.
It is something else.
یه چیز دیگه است.
It is a perverted gospel.
انجیلی است که تغییرش دادن.
It has been corrupted.
دست بردن توش.
Yeah, it is not anymore the simple gospel.
انجیل ساده ای نیست که خداوند خواسته.
Yeah, that is on the lowest shelf.
که در حقیقت اون قفسه پایین باشه.
Now it is a perverted gospel.
حالا انجیل است تغییر یافته.
And therefore, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't save anymore.
دیگه فایده نداره برای شما. دیگه نجات نمیده.
Therefore, it's now bad news. It's not good news anymore.
خبر خوشی نیست.
Yeah, gospel means good news.
انجیل یعنی خبر خوش.
Yeah, there's only one gospel.
فقط یک انجیله.
And it is simple.
و ساده.
It's the one that Paul preached.
اون انجیلی است که پولس منتشر
کرد. Yeah, so Paul is warning the churches.
پولس اعلام میکنه به کل کلیسا.
Yeah, there are those out there.
اونایی هستن که
that infiltrate. That's come to you. That want to confuse you. With another gospel.
اومدن یه انجیل دیگر رو بیارن که شما رو گیج کنن.
Yeah, which is no gospel at all.
که اصلا انجیل نیست. فقط میخوان گیجتون کنن و اون نجاتتون نمیده.
Now, the Judaizers that were infiltrating or these people that were preaching these false things.
که ترسای غلط رو به کلیسا میدادن، وارد کلیسا شدن.
Were they denying Jesus?
آیا عیسی رو رد میکردن؟
Nope, they were not denying Jesus. Were they denying that Jesus died on the cross?
Nope.
They were not denying that.
نه, رد نکرده بودن.
Were they denying that Jesus rose again?
آیا رد کرده بودن که عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخاست؟
No, they were not even doing that.
نه, حتی اون کارم نمی‌کردن.
Yeah, these were people that tried to put Christians
تلاش کردن
again in the law.
مسیحی‌ها رو زیر شریعت دوباره ببرن.
Now, listen how intense Paul is on this.
ببینید پولس چقدر جدی در مورد این موضوع
صحبت می‌کنه. This is a really big thing for him.
یه چیز خیلی بزرگی هست در موردش.
Yeah, inspired by the Holy Ghost, by the way. Yeah? This is God speaking.
لمس روح القدس بوده از طریق پولس. آیه 8.
Verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
بلکه هرگاه ما هم یا فرشته‌ای از آسمان انجیل غیر از آن که ما به آن بشارت دادیم به شما رساند آناتیما باد.
Yeah, so is Paul saying, oh, you're in the ballpark. Yeah, you're fine.
پولس میگه اوکی دیگه هر اتفاقی افتاد مهم نیست.
At least you use the name of Jesus.
لاغر از اون توپ عیسی مسیح استفاده کردی نام عیسی را آوردی.
At least you believe that he's born of a virgin.
قبول کردی که از باکره متولد شده.
Yeah, so you're good to go.
پس خوبه دیگه جاتی.
Yeah, you believe some stuff about Jesus, so we applaud you.
یه چیزی در مورد عیسی مسیح ایمان آوردی.
Continue preaching your version of the gospel.
ادامه بده اون روش انجیلت رو.
Is that what he says? No. Paul says, if anybody, even if it would be me, yeah, or an angel from heaven, if anybody preaches another gospel to you, Yeah, that is different what we have preached to you. Let him be accursed. Yeah, he's praying that God will curse these people that preach this false gospel.
Yeah,
that's like saying, God, let very bad things happen to that person.
Yeah,
they're preaching false gospel. Do something about it.
Yeah,
does Paul take this lightly? No. Why is he so upset about this? Because people's eternal destiny depends on it. It's a matter of salvation or not. If you add works to the gospel,
اگر عمل رو به انجیل اضافه کنی,
it ceases to be the gospel.
دیگه انجیل انجیل
any work.
عمل نیست.
Add baptism.
اگر تعمید رو اضافه کنی,
no gospel anymore.
دیگه انجیل نیست.
Add living a good life.
اگر اعمال خوب رو اضافه کنی به انجیل,
no gospel anymore.
دیگه انجیل انجیل نیست.
Add whatever.
هر چی رو به انجیل نجات اضافه کنی,
it will become another gospel that cannot save.
دیگه انجیل نیست و اون انجیل شما رو نجات
نمیده. Oh, but they believe in Jesus.
ایمان دارن به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, the devil believe in Jesus.
شیطان هم به عیسی مسیح ایمان داره.
The believers that there is one God.
ایمان داره
that
که خدای یه دونه داره و اونم میدونه کی بوده. و شیطان هم قبول داره و میترسه از این حقیقت که ایمان داره.
The devils knew Jesus. We know that.
شیطان عیسی رو میشناخت و میدونه.
They kept revealing him.
Hey.
Jesus had to silence them.
عیسی مسیح مجبور شد ساکتشون کنه.
Are they good to now? Are they good to go?
حالا خوبه.
No, of course not. They are trembling before God.
اونا در مقابل خدا میترسن.
Just believing that Jesus existed.
فقط قبول کردن وجود عیسی مسیح.
Or just believing something about him.
یا قبول کردن یه چیزی در مورد عیسی مسیح.
Doesn't mean that you're going to heaven.
که به بهشت میرید.